Coach's Insight program's continuing here tonight. Kier 93.7, getting you set now for week 7 of the high school football season. Now it's time to talk JCN Chargers football. That's with head coach Jeff Schneider, presented by Winchester Meat Processing and Taylor Insurance. Coach, you saw a very good team last week on the road. St. Mary's, one of the best and most athletic teams in Class 1A. They win it 45-0, snapping a brief two-game winning streak for you. But, again, one of the better teams in the state. What'd you learn about your team playing a really good team like that?
Well, first off, you hit it right on the nose. We went into a St. Mary's game knowing they're a good squad, very well balanced. I think they're obviously a good running game, good quarterback play, and their passing game was really good. They did a very good job of spreading the ball around. Makes it very difficult on your defense. But overall, I thought, things we learned from our team. We did some good things at times. We just made too many mistakes and miscues. We recovered a muff punt, got ourselves at the 35-yard line, short field, and were unable to score. We blocked a punt, got it short field again there, and again, not able to put points on the board. All in all, we drove the ball well on them at times. We got down into the red zone on 3 different occasions and came away with no points. So, some of those are self-inflicted wounds, getting penalties at the wrong time, not having negative plays, not executing on offense very well. But, I thought our film session this last week was probably one of the best that we've had. About 120 clips on that film, and we picked out 40 as coaches, and we started taking a look at them and put some good in there and put some clips that weren't very good in there and some things that we needed to work on and focus. And we had a really good week of practice focusing on that and trying to improve. So, I think we learned a lot from that. If you want to compete at that level, you've got to be able to execute more consistently than what we did.
6 games in, you're 3-3. We got 2 left here in the regular season. Valley Falls this week and then Mission Valley to close things out. We'll talk about Valley Falls coming up here in a minute. But, again, just 6 weeks in with 2 left here in the regular season, what's maybe the biggest difference with your team now compared to the start of the year? And then maybe what's one thing you're really trying to stress and hone in on to improve at a little bit here down the stretch?
Well, we hope by now that you've kind of developed who you are as the course of the season. And we had some question marks coming into the season. We've got a few answers, but I still think we have a few left that we've got to find answers for. All in all, I think we're a very solid defensive team. I think we play physical football on that side of the ball. We've been good, as I mentioned before, been good at at creating some turnovers with our opponents. Done that pretty consistent all year long. The thing that I think that we have to do on our end is we've got to capitalize on others' miscues, and we've got to capitalize when we get near the goal line a lot more than what we have. So that's something that's been a detriment to us when it comes to our success at times at this season.
We're talking with Jefferson County North head coach Jeff Schneider here on our Coaches Insight programs. It's brought to you by Winchester Meat Processing and Taylor Insurance. Again, your team's 3-3. You got 2 left here in the regular season. It starts this final 2-game stretch on the road at Valley Falls. You'll wrap up league play this week. You've been very good in the league so far this year, and this is a Valley Falls team that's just trying to find some momentum, some kind of stability. They're back in 11-man for the first time since, I believe, 2015 or so, so it's been a handful of years. They were obviously 8-man the past few years. They're 1-5. They're coming off a loss to McClouth. What do you see from this Valley Falls team, and what kind of things do they do that can make it difficult for you this week?
Well, first off, I think they have some tremendous team speed at their skill positions. So we're going to have to contain that. That's been the word of the week for us. An athletic quarterback as well. They move people all around. So I think they're going to test us. We have to know where people are located and know, what they're trying to accomplish from that. The thing that I'd say as well, you kind of hit it there. It's been a long time since we played them. That is it's a school district that boundaries on us. It's a school district that I think the more local you get with players nowadays, they tend to know people from there. So, it's been a while since we played them, and excited to have that back on our schedule. I'm excited for them to be back up in 11-man football as well, too. They're a good young team with some skills and some opportunities ahead of them as well, too. So excited to be able to play them this week.
Let's talk about a few keys and just kind of the expectations. What do you want to see out of your team this week, and what are a few keys to go out and get a win on the road?
Well, the thing that we've talked about since our film session and every day in practice is offensive execution. We were a block away here, a block away there from converting a third down and keeping football, or from having a bigger play. We have to execute in all phases of our offense better than what we did, just consistently. We had some really good snaps, and things looked really good, and we were able to move the ball last week. And then we had some snaps where, we have one breakdown. I remember going to a coaching clinic years ago, and they talked about football is a game played by 11 people trying to execute all the same job at one time. And if you have one breakdown, it can put everything off the rails. And we were seeing that some on our film last week. So offensive execution is going to be key for us. And then, like I said, just maintaining their skills. They get outside, and they're going to beat you to the end zone. So we've got to keep them where we're in the pocket and keep them contained.
Jefferson County North head football coach Jeff Schneider joining us here, brought to you by Winchester Meat Processing and Taylor Insurance. Chargers go on the road, take on Valley Falls this week before wrapping up the regular season next week. That will be a game against Mission Valley at home. Coach, we appreciate it very much. Go get them on Friday at Valley Falls, and we will talk to you again next week.
All right. Hey, thanks for your time.